Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 8th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, and we'll start with news of Volkswagen breaking ground on the first of their 6 European battery gigafactories. Before that, though, we have a quote from their CEO, Herbert Diess, who was talking about delivery times if you ever had to wait for a VW car. I think he has some good news for you now. He says, we're trying to keep delivery times short, lead times of around a year or so at the moment for a VW Group car. He says, 5 assembly plants are coming into production now, ramping up second half of the year, and those times should calm down. Headline story and $20 billion worth of investment going into the first of the 6 gigafactories. A new company name announced, PowerCo. Within Volkswagen, we'll oversee things like research and development, supply chains, raw materials, even recycling at the end of battery life. The groundbreaking ceremony was in Salzgitter. It's a city in Germany's Lower Saxony. And it's going to, when it's open in 2025, make the unified cell. That is the prismatic cell, the little kind of block brick format, which can contain different chemistries inside it. But it'll be an 80% of all the group cars they make, the group vehicles VW make. The other 20% will be more high performance, Audis, Porsches, etc. The total capacity of this new gigafactory, 40 gigawatt hours when it opens in 2025. What is that in real terms, as it were? Well, that's about 500,000 electric vehicles every single year. That's the cells that could go into those. They say the prototypes of their unified cell are very, very promising in terms of range and charging times. Now, spy shots of the Hyundai IONIQ 5N. That would be the hot version of the IONIQ 5, pounding round the Nürburgring with stiffer suspension than the road-going car, just from these video shots we've got. That'll be the sister car to the Kia EV6 GT. I would expect similar specs. The EU will clamp down on fake FEVs, that is fake PHEVs. In other words, if a business buys a plug-in hybrid purely because of the tax reasons, and you get lots of benefits because the regulators assume you'll charge it up. But it turns out that company owners, particularly company owners, don't even charge their plug-in hybrid vehicles. They got them because of the tax benefits, and therefore they're just basically driving a combustion car. But the EU regulators give them a very favourable CO2 rating. That will change, but from 2027, to align them with how they're actually driven in the real world. But oh good, that's only 5 years away. Now, China will extend, well, it may extend the EV incentives, which were due to the end at the end of the year, as Beijing looks to prop up the NEV industry there. In the US, the West Coast Charging Network, EVCS, we tend to talk about the national networks a bit more, like EVgo and Electrify America, but they want to double size in their West Coast states that they are in to 1,500 chargers by the end of 2023. A new Consumer Reports study says that more Americans will definitely get electric vehicles. Now, this is an amazing sample size. Over 8,000 Americans asked. The fieldwork was done in January and February, and it's up from 4% of buyers saying they'll buy an EV next to 14% of people saying they'll definitely buy or lease an EV as their next vehicle. In China, SAIC, makers of things like the MG cars, have 16 new electric cars coming on their new platform called Nebula. First vehicle to debut that will be the MG4 when that arrives, otherwise known as the Mulan when it is in its home market. And an update on the Tesla virtual Powerwall in California. So far, 1,500 customers have signed up to the program with PG&E that pays them $2 for every kilowatt hour exported during power events. A bit like the virtual power plant Tesla run over here in the UK. And that's briefly all done.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.